It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Weeds are usually defined as any plant growing in the wrong place. I guess a weed is truly defined in the eye of the beholder. In my book, dandelions are weeds, although some people must disagree, since seed catalogs offer anyone foolish enough to want to introduce trouble into their garden a chance to do so. People who need a kickstart out of winter claim that dandelion greens are a dandy spring tonic, and that a dandelion salad is just the thing to get the blood pumping and the body jumping. Later in the summer, they supposedly pick the flowers and make dandelion wine. I've tasted the bitter leaf of dandelion and smelled the acrid odor of the flower, which usually causes multiple sneezes. I can't imagine drinking wine made from this noxious weed, although I do treasure Ray Bradbury's famous short story named for the dubious summertime nectar. Another flower gone wild and weedy is called loosestrife. Although it can be ordered from some water garden plant sources, it faces shipping bans in many states because it quickly gets out of control, overrunning any low-lying place and choking out any plant that gets in its way. A few years ago, Colorado was having its share of problems with loosestrife, and in unusually wet years, I've seen huge drifts of the tall pink to purple blooms in the ditches and low spots of western Kansas. Lots of grasses become weeds because of their spreadability. 10 years ago, I was babying our buffalo grass, and now I'm digging it out of flower beds. Each summer, I do battle with Johnson grass and usually resort to spraying it with Roundup. It's a weed with a double-edged sword, since it spreads by large and prolific seed heads or by the tiniest bit of root rhizome left in the soil. People further south have given up on controlling Johnson grass. They just bale it and call it hay. Each year, a part of my summer morning routine includes a daily foray into the garden or flower beds with a bucket and a hand hoe. I return with a bucket of weeds to be sun-dried and then incinerated in the burning barrel, thus hopefully keeping their seeds from spreading. Each morning, there seems to be a new crop, plus a few incognito weeds I can't readily identify. I'll finally win this summer morning contest with the help of a hard winter freeze, but it'll be a hollow victory. Next summer's seeds will be resting, sleeping, waiting for me. I may win the summer battle, but they'll probably win the year-round war. However, I've never been one to throw in the trowel, so in a final effort, a surge, if you will, I've decided to devote our Growing on the High Plains visits during the next few weeks to identifying the enemy. I hope you'll join me starting next week for a series of shows about creepy crawlies, prickles and stickles, flower power, grasses as Grinches, evil edibles, and much more. If you have any good weeding war stories, let me know, and we'll incorporate them in a battle plan. You can contact me at our website, hppr.org. Until then, let's soldier on.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.